We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and we're starting by the two dots on top of Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that a lady is chayav in all lavin, but there's an exception to the rule. And the Mishnah gives three exceptions: Bal Takif, which means cutting off the payas; Bal Tashchis, which means cutting off the beard; and Bal Tamei LeMeisim. There's an Issa for Koyin to be Metame, to become Tamei, to a dead person, and that lady is an achay. So it's like this: Bishlom about Tamei LeMeisim, Nechsev Emor Kahanim, the Pasuk is klar. Emor El Hakahanim Bnei Aharon Bamar Lehem the Nefesh Loyitam Ba'amav. It says clearly Bnei Aharon, and we darshim Bnei Aharon Lo Bnei Aharon. No ladies, no daughters, and therefore it's only then the men. El Batak about Hashkus Menolam. How Taka do you know that a lady is not chayiv to cut off her face or her beard? So Mar says the Chsiv says in the pasuk Lo Sikivu Pas Roishchem Lo Yisashkus Pasuk Nechar. Pasuk says that you shouldn't take off your face, and you should. It's actually a pasuk. But you shouldn't take off your pace and you shouldn't take off your beard. It's a pasuk by a regular Yisrael, not talking about a kohen. And the now take off your pace, and now take off your beard. So you dash like this. Calls Yeshiva Ashkal. Anyone has a din that you now take off the beard. The Yeshiva Kappa has a din that it can't take off the pace. The Hani Noshi. These ladies, since they're not chayiv in the Isser of taking off a beard, let's not have a kappa. They don't have a kappa. It's a hekesh. Hekif to his chashchasa, just like they're not chayiv to take off their beard, same too, they're not chayiv to take off their payas. Now, who said there's no chiyah for them to shave their beard? Who said there's no issa for them to shave their beard? No, it's no chashchasa. How do you know there's no issa chashchasa? The boys say mitzvara. One side is to say it's a svara, the isla zakin. It makes sense. The pasuk that says the sashkus pasuk anecha is not going on an isha. Why? Because they don't have a beard. So prior to the pasuk not going on them, since the pasuk not going on them, so now we make a hekesh to hakafat hashkasa. Iboyisema, another teretz, another pshat, another makar that isha would not be chayin hashkasa. Iboyisema. Kra, the pasuk, the makra, loisakiva pas roishachem, loisashkus pasuk anecha. Starts with saying roishachem, which is a loshan rabbim, then it says a kenecha, it's a loshan yachid. Since the pasuk changes, it's dibur dimkain nichtev rachmana pas zikenecha. My zikenecha is a miyut zikenecha. Your zaken, not the zaken of your wife. So upon him, we are saying right now that isha's pater and hashchasa, pater and hakafa, both payas and beard. Why? Because hashchasa we had a makar here out the svara or out the kra zikenecha, and then we make a hekesh hakafa to hashchasa. So, grows a beard or a saris, someone can grow a beard, but he grows a beard anyway. It grew here. The loch is, it has a din of a beard for all din. What does that mean? My lav lashchos. Doesn't that mean that it has a din beard for the issa to cut it off? So, it's a kasha on the Gemara that says the don't do hashkasa. It's really kash on our mishnah. Says the don't do hashkasa. What's behind this price? It says that the zaken called the brayim. Abaya answers that no, the hashkasa lemotz damris. It can't be an ishus chayav hashkasa. Why? The yalef pa'as pas be'aron. You learn now at the gzeirah shava. It says by aron, by the kahanim says a fas zikonachem legalechu, and it says by pa'as, by Israel. Pass Reishchem and pass the Ganecha, just like by Kahanim. The Isha's part of why it says B'nei Harim Le'Bnei Sahara, you know, assuming it goes on the whole parasha, not only on Tumah, it goes on the other parts of the parasha also, which is Payas. It says B'nei Harim Le'Bnei Sahara, same two over here, it'll be part of also. So what's it by answering? That here we have it says it'll be a Zagal Chol Abraham. It can't be Ashkosa, because Pa'as Pa'as, not answering anything yet, but we'll have to come back to the Brisa. But he's saying it can't be Shechem Ashkosa, it says Pa'as Pa'as. Malahal Nosh Peturis, Afkan Nosh Peturis. Now, you have to ask a simple question. Didn't Gemara just finish saying that we have two reasons why there's no din hashchasa by Isha? Either because of a svara or because of the pasuk zikenecha. So what's Pshat Abaye saying? New drasha pa'as pa'as. Tois says the kasha. The Tois Rosh answers simple teretz. The Abaye didn't hold those drashas. Tois says a little different teretz, but we'll go with the simple Pshat Tois Rosh that Abaye doesn't hold those roots of al kaponim. So the Gemara goes further. Remember, the Abaya, you hold that B'nai Harim, L'Nai Saharim is going on everything in the parasha, not only by Tumah, it's going on Payas also. V'Sviralon, if you hold the Chikasa B'nai Harim, Akula, Yonah, Ksiv, if that's true, that we know for a fact that B'nai Saharim, Apotar, and Pa'as, Zikenecha, because it's Miyat Neposik, then you wouldn't need Pa'as, Pa'as, you shouldn't need Gzer Shavah. You know why? Mr. Kromine, don't say Agzer Shav. Here's for Kavachayim, not Mina. I would say, Ma Kahanim, by Kahanim, Shereba Mekasa Vizaseris. They have more mitzvahs. Still, But now I'm living Aaron. Still, the door is not chayiv and pay is Yisrael a kolshkein. When you pass, it's supposed to kolshkein. Zok the Gemara, no. In lav gzeres shava, at the gzeres shava, pass, I would not know that Bnei Aharon v'Bnei Aharon is going on the rest of the parasha. Havina hifsek inyan, and Bnei Aharon is only going on Tumah, nothing else. But now that it says pass, what's it for? It's extra pass. It must be that Bnei Aharon v'Bnei Aharon is going even on Payas, and then we're using the pass, tell us that pasik inecha by Yisrael is also an Ishus Potter. So, ilav gzeres shava mina hifsiginyan. Frank tomorrow, hashna mina hifsiginyan. Maybe still hifsiginyan. I the gzeres shava is extra. I'll tell you pshat gzeres shava. Mishum gzeres shava. Why do you need something else? Look, the time I went to the brayso. It says in the parasha by kahanim who fast the gonacham lo yigalechu. Yochel gilchav misrayim. Maybe if he took a haircut with a scissor, took a beard cut, with a scissor. Yechayim. Tamal lo sashkes. It says by Yisrael lo sashkes pasik anecha. Has to destroy it from the roots. Maybe if you used a plane, it's something they use to smooth out leather, use that to tuck up your beard, no, lo yigalech, it has to be a geluach. It has to be a geluach, it takes out the roots. That is a tar, a razor. Sakaponim, now these psukim, one's by Koyin, one's by Yisrael. How do you bring them to each other? Teres with pass. So it's not extra. So back saying that what do you buy have to say pass? L'chayra, you could say Bnei Aharon, Bnei Aharon's own. If it's going on everything, so then you should make a limud right there from a kavuchaymer, So how do you know that the Bnei Aharon, Bnei Aharon is going on everything and using pass? How do you know that you can use pass for something else? So Gemara, no, it's still extra. And you can nechta kra es zubekanecha. Look at the pasuk. It says le'sakivu pass reishchem le'sashkes pass zubekanecha. Why say pass again? It said right past the beginning. She said, "Leisakivu paas roishchem, the pace of your head." Leisashkes es shibizekanecha. I know it says past there. Why is it an extra word pass? No, which means pace. Shemami no tarati. It says there has to be gzera shava, and the gzera shava has to be that you have a limud that bnei aharon v'bnei aharon is patering you as well from the din of paas zekanecha by kayan. If we learn pass to Yisrael. But now it's back Shvera. We have to go back to this Brisa. The Brisa says, "Well, Tanya Zokin Isha Vasarosh Helu Sare Kazakin Chol Dvarim." It says that it's Din Zokin. It says this is Din Hashchasa. L'may Hilga. So what's that Negeya? What's the Negeya? We said there's no Din Hashchasa by Isha. So what's the Negeya? It says Zokin Isha Vasarosh has a Din Sar, has Din Zokin. On Mazutcho Tumas the Goyim. It's coming teacher the Din Tumas the Goyim. Tumas the Goyim. There's a difference if you have a Nega on a piece of skin or on here. By skin, if it turns white here, it's tame. By here, it's totally a gold here. So he was saying that a isha, her beard, if you find a nega in her beard, it'll have a din of tumas nesek, tumas of a nega of a here, not tumas nega of a basa. Frank, that's the first apostle. Tumas nega of a head exiva. Isha isha kiya by nega b'roish of izaki. You don't have to hold drasha. You have to hold brisa. Reizaki and hold reim. It's a pasuk. It says by the beard. It says the isha isha kiya by nega b'roish of izaki. Or in the beard. It's in the first. Elam amazutra letaris degam. It's again they have to go through the whole tyrus process even by the isha. That's what we're saying here. Zok and Chodav Reim. Bringing what Tyrus to go now. I'm Pshita. Give me the Vastoma. If she's Vastoma, Vastairi. I saved the entire. What's that? Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Zok and Mar, no. I'll tell you the Chiddush of the Braisa. The Pasuk wouldn't be a Raya by itself. Why? It's a Zok and Amina. Let's double it. Isha Isha Kiya by Negev Baroish. That's Isha Isha by Negev Baroish. Oy, Bezokon is going on Dafka on Ish. Hoda Osal Ish. Kamash Walah on this Braisa that there's a din Tumas Negom of Sar by the Zokin, by the beard of an Isha. And that you wouldn't see him first in the Pasuk. That's what the Braisa teaches us. So the Marvai, the Isi says there's another lav that the Mishnah didn't say that ladies are potter. And it's a lav of Layikur who Karacha Maraisha. The halacha is they now pull out your hair from a mace. It's a lav in the Torah that someone's in distress and he pulls out his hair after someone died. It's awesome. It's a lav. Isi Tony af bal yikuchu nosha b'turus nosha apart from that lav. My time with the Isi. What's pshat? The Doras Shachi. The pasuk says, "Bonim atem Hashem alekechem lo yisiskoy dusha and scratch yourself lo yisimu karcha bein reinechem and don't shave the hair between your eyes lameis for someone who's dead ki am kadosh ad Hashem alekecha because yam kadosh Hashem alekecha." That's what the pasuk says. So we darshin bonim atem Hashem alekechem bonim loy bonois. Not bonus is different potter in Karcha. Maybe the meat is going on, this is going to do, and scratching yourself on the mace. So, no. You're a holy nation. It means the whole nation, including ladies. Hare gedid omar by ladies. Hamana mekayim bonam lebona is lekarcha fakarcha. Break my maros. Why you being with the rabbi? It says agdida lohitz lekarcha. Why be marba scratching yourself and be mitzi karcha? Be mitzi pulling at your hair. Marba is so Marcel. I'll tell you why. Marba is agdida. So yes, welcome myself to my masara. Gedida is any place on your body. Yichayef agdida. So it's more chomer. That's why it makes sense that you by isha. And therefore, you'll say by Isha it's pata. Frag the Gemara, Ve'ema, Bonim, Vele Bonas, Vele Karcha, Vele Gdida, and Ida Pasikam Kaz, Vele Kecha, it's coming to Marba something else. Srita, which really Srita is the same thing like Gdida. The only difference is Srita is with hand and Gdida is with a kli, is with a tool. So maybe you would say that Karcha and Gdida is pata by Nashim. But Karcha Gdida is possible, but Srita by hand, maybe the Chayim from word Am Kadosh. The Chiksiv Am Kiyam Kadosh is Mekecha, but Srita looks it. So Gdamar, no. Kesava, Isi, and like Rashi before, I didn't know it's not in the Pasik, but it seems Daim with the Gdida, we say Kiyam Kadosh is Mekecha, it's Marbet, there is a din Srita by Isha. Gdamar says, no, Kesava, Isi, Srita, Gdida, Akasi. Isi holds Srita and Gdida are one. And therefore, the only one of the Miat is a Miat, the Karcha, not a Gadida. So, bottom line is, right now we wrote down an Isi, the sheet of Isi that says that the layers are part of the Lav Leik, the Karcha of Rasham, and we say the Makar is the bottom of the Amzal Akechem. And Rasham, next year we'll start from the top of the Amid, who has a new Makar for Isi that says you're Potter from Karcha by a lady.